From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
It's an empty studio now, but give them about 5 more minutes and you're going to get a lot of rowdy people up in here. Welcome to the post-game roundtable. It's your boy, Professor C, right here. Well, I'm giving it to you straight. The Chicago Bears have defeated the New York Football Giants 19-14. The Giants now have lost their 7th straight game. That's all I can tell you right now, because this is the kind of show where the fans chime in and they tell you what's going on and they give you your opinion and they tell you with their eyes what they saw. I just facilitate everything and I make sure that the word gets around and everybody gets their chance to speak. Nonetheless, I just want to say this. Shame on the Chicago Bears. They tried the best they can to lose this game. The bad tackles, offside calls. You had too many men on the field, not once, not twice, but three times. It was just very, very interesting. And now, as you can see, they tried their best, but the Giants would not let them lose. The number to call is 929-477-4171. We're all over social media, the Bleed Blue Show. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can check us out on all our archives and the archives of other shows as well on all the other mediums, iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, all of them. Once again, the final score, Chicago Bears 19, New York Giants 14. We're going to get as many people as we can to come on the show and speak their piece. I know they're about to erupt, or if they're not already inebriated. Let's see, this is my man. What's up, Bleed Blue, homie?
Bleed Blue, what's going on?
How you doing? Azu is on the line, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, Chief? Talk to us. Tell me about the atmosphere before we talk about the game.
Predominantly home crowd. Bears fans, beat. I mean, it's not like how it was in Tampa. Like, Tampa was 50-50, I thought. But today, that field goal kicker of ours pissed me the fuck off, man. Come on, man. We up 7-0. He blew that. He left 6 points on the field. You can't do that against a defense that's this good, man.
No, we can't.
We can't run the ball. We know the issue. So we kind of address this on the pregame. The pregame,
yes.
Come on, we can't run block. That was evident. I give Danny Jones a little credit. He had that touchdown pass to Tate, made it interesting.
Yes.
So
right.
That was cool. But okay. The problem is, a lot of the problem is, offensively, we can't set blocks. We can't set the tone. Yeah, we could pass block a little bit in a sense, but run blocking team, we're terrible. Run blocking teams. Jalapio, Hernandez, Nate Solder. Now that fumble on Jones, I can't really put it on him. That was Solder, and it's hard to say because that is Khalil Mack at the end of the day. I mean,
yes,
can
true.
I say
that's true? We talked about that on the pregame
really,
too.
It's hard. Who's the better player, Khalil Mack or Nate Solder? Who's the better player? Khalil Mack the better. Hold on. Answer the question.
Yes,
it's really a question. Who's the better player, Khalil Mack at linebacker or left tackle Nate Solder?
Mack all day long. Yeah.
All right, then. I mean, can we really blame Danny Jones on that? I can't. I really can't. As soon as he did a 5-step drop, Khalil Mack was already there. He was on my side of the field. I was on the lower level on that side of the field. That's Khalil Mack.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to tell you, Steve, they could have went up. They took them a long time to go up-tempo, man, almost the entire second half, man. It was just really slow, stagnant, and painful to watch, really. you know. And then they went on a nice long touchdown drive, which I appreciated. I loved it. But I thought it was just a little bit too little too late. How did it feel when you were there?
I feel that because and some of the Giant fans I talked to at the game in the stadium in Soldier Field,
right.
It's because a lot of it has to do with we're a team with we don't have a lot of room for error, meaning when you have points,
right.
You have to take on the field, you have to take it. And when Aldrick Rojas misses two field goals, you're up 7-0.
Yeah, he did.
And you have field goal. You could have went up 10-0. You could have made it 13-0. And when your team has an inept offense, you have to take what you could get. I hate to say it, it's not on the. I hate to say this loss is on the kicker, but the kicker is a big blame today because of the type of game we were playing today.
Momentum.
We're playing a stingy
defense.
I get it.
He chose momentum. Exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I saw it. I don't know how the stakeholders feel. So after
we'll
the end of the
man.
Day. Hold on. Before I go, because I'm about to let go and let you guys do your thing. I don't know if you heard the episode on Friday. The round table. What a fantastic episode that was. The Giants fans from all over the country
too.
On round table, live on air. It was great. This weekend was great. Like I said, we can only control what's off the field. We had a great fight party last night. Shout out to George Big Blue Chicago. Shout out to Friday night, Los Miguel Hordes, the frontliners. It was a fantastic weekend. But when it comes to the game, we can't control that.
That's true.
So we picked the Bears for a reason on the previous show. It is what it is. But I didn't expect to lead 6 points on the field by the field goal kicker, what we call a Pro Bowl kicker. That pissed off a lot of Giants fans in the stadium today. A lot.
It should have.
No?
But the liquor is about to pour, is it not?
Say what?
Yeah, I figured it might be.
Say what? No, I didn't hear you. What you said?
I said the liquor is about to pour, correct?
I don't know, man. At this point, I don't give a fuck at this point, man. I'm just like...
All right.
I mean, it's almost coming to a point. Yo, listen to this before I go. And shout out to the stakeholders, whoever's behind me on this. It's coming to a point, this terrible-ass football team, I'd just rather go to the weekends and not go to the game. Like, I was better off not walking into that stadium and that shit ruining the rest of the weekend. Because the weekend was popping. The weekend was great.
Oh, there
was Giants fans from Norway, Giants fans from U.K., Giants fans from Canada.
That's what's up.
Australia.
That's what's up.
California, Texas, DMV, Jersey, Connecticut, New York, Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, Florida. I mean, it was some A-list fans here this weekend. That was even better than Tampa, in my opinion. As far as, damn.
Oh, it's nice you got your location.
Like, it was a,
yeah.
Yo, it was a great weekend. And then there was the announcement that the annual road game next year is going to be in Los Angeles. They put that on the table right now.
That's where it's going to be. Okay.
At the new Rams Stadium. Where's the Rams? So. But
okay, let's talk
fan,
about
man,
the, on the post game. I mean pregame. Let's get your fans on. Tell them it's 929-477-4171 out there, man. And tell them to tune in because
right,
we've got a lot
now,
of good
man.
People getting ready to come on.
All right. Shout out to Chris, man. Stay
all
close,
right, okay.
Man. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the postgame.
Hey, Blee Blue, Steve. That's Steve Azul, everybody, host of Blee Blue Show.
Blee Blue.
And I got Bakes right behind him. And then after that, I want you guys to stand by. Lady Blue, Dre Graham, Billy Bob, Kristen are all here to chime in on tell you what their wonderful day was like watching this game. So chill out. Because they'll be here just shortly. Bakes, man, what's up, homie? Dude.
Yeah, I'm here, fam.
What's we'll call it, button? Yes, I know your button, man. You and your button, bro.
Listen. it wasn't fun losing by two missed field goals. That's the way I'm going to see it, bro. That's the only way I can see it.
I know.
We lost by two missed field goals. So, I mean, I honestly didn't expect to win, but I figured if we would have put up 20 points would be enough to win, but we didn't put up 20 points.
Yeah, they couldn't get out of their way, man. Their
bad,
own way. They do
team.
These things, man. They do these
we
things.
We played another bad team and made them look better
you
than
know?
Us. I mean, there's nothing I can say that we already don't know. Defense sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, Saquon Barkley, and I said it was going to be rendered ineffective because of our poor offensive line and lack of a deep threat, and we keep seeing it. Until the end of the fourth quarter, we had less than 200 yards total offense.
That's a fact.
Another sub-pedestrian day for Saquon Barkley. He's being incorrectly used. Bad play calling, bad scheming. What else can I say?
I hear the pain in your voice, man. I hear the pain in your voice.
It's
That's painful.
It's sad. And then, you know, I ended up in the section with nothing but Bears fans talking buku shit. And I couldn't even say, I didn't got nothing to say. What can I say? Oh, we got more rings? That's all I can say. I can say, and I didn't even go there. You play like shit.
I know it.
You play like
shit.
But, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, the weekend was great. Great job by Big Blue Chicago alongside Bleed Blue Show in the front liners are putting on a spectacular weekend for the fans that came through. But, you know, the team let us down once again. But I don't, you know. It's
hey,
not
man,
nothing
do
new.
What I
it's nothing
do.
We don't know.
I know. Hey, man, look, this is what I propose. Somebody around you, around that crew, has some cognac. Put that in a small cup and drown that shit. That always works for me. You know?
Yeah.
You should try that. I think you should. In fact, I think you. I've
yeah,
done
well,
that with
you know,
you
that's always a good recipe, but I don't like to
that,
have
that,
those
that
two still, made field goals. But, you know.
Yeah. Okay,
good,
bro.
Man.
Hey, I'll be all here,
right,
man. Go enjoy
yeah.
the people, man. All tell them to tune in. We on air. All right, Chief.
No doubt. Shout out to everybody on the line. Everybody calling in, man.
You got it. Y'all heard him. That's Bakes, everybody. 929-477-4171. Talk to you later, homie. Woo! Wow. I tell you what, I know Bakes for a minute, and I have never seen him that down, man. This is horrible. I didn't have the nerve to tell him that, you know, one of those snaps on the two missed field goals was just god-awful, man, and it's something that a Pop Warner cat would have never screwed up. At any rate, like I said, 929-477-4171, stakeholders are here, starting with the incomparable Lady Blue. We're going to do, well, we'll figure out whether we need 2-3 minutes a lot or not, because this might be a little bit interesting. Okay, my love, how you doing? Speak your piece, which I know you will.
I'm doing good. Well, considering that I just watched the fucking Redskins win, so if we don't win at least another game, I really don't want to be in the fucking basement. So I'm not a happy. And, yes, one of those field goals, Zach Diossi decided to go bowling instead of hike the damn football. I watched it over and over on my big screen, yes. That football rolled, but the second missed field goal was all on Rojas. The kick out of bounds where they started at the 40-yard line was all on Rojas. It all started for me in the very beginning of the game with the head-on-head collision and no damn flag was thrown.
Yeah.
All right, I was disgusted by that. DJ, yes, Nate Soldier did a fantastic job most of the game against Khalil Mack. Cleo Mack is I got to give it to him. He's awesome. I mean, how he was held against the Jets last week, I don't know. But, yes, it was Soldier's fault, but, and it's a big, big, big but, DJ needs to hold on to the goddamn football. Hold the football. Every time you get sacked, you have a little clock in your head. You know, you can feel someone breathing down your neck. Hold on to the football. That is his 10th fumble. He's leading the NFL in slipping fumbles. I can't deal with him no more. I mean, and Steve might not be on the line right now, but I'm going to call his ass out.
He's on.
Good, because I am going to call your ass out, because I remember show after show after show, you kept saying, why isn't Valentine in? Why isn't Valentine in? Well, bitch, you got your thing. Valentine was in, and he got burnt like toast all damn game. Okay? Sorry, Steve, I love you, but I did not want him in the game. Right? And he was, and they kept announcing it too on TV. They're going to keep going after Valentine. They're going to keep going after Valentine.
They did.
Play after play after play. And he kept screwing the pooch. Okay. Peppers, I was really upset to see him go. He to me is him and Golden are the heart of that defense. I really believe the two of them belong on that defense. I was very upset to see him go. I hope he's better, because I have a feeling that it was a concussion. They kept saying he was questionable, but no, I saw that hit. When he stood up, his head was shaken. So I kind of knew that was a concussion.
For sure, yeah.
Some of the defensive guys made fantastic plays. Golden with that last, that gave us a chance.
Yep.
That was a tremendous tackle behind the line of scrimmage. That was beautiful. But everyone else just sucked. Like I said, Rojas last year, he was spot on. He didn't miss a thing. I don't know why he's in his own head, or I don't know what his problem is this year, but he needs to get out of his head, or we need to make a phone call back to Steve Weatherford. I want his – oh, no, he was a punter. We need someone back, okay? I was impressed. Our punter did all right. Like I said, I picked the Bears because, if you guys have me on Facebook friends, I just got my brand new little toy New York Giants monster truck, and I was playing with it on the ground, and I was having fun. But I will pick my Giants when they show me that they want the passion to win. There was no up-tempo. They did not play quick. They had no passion again on the field. They looked like lost puppies. They really did. And a lot of them looked like deer in the headlights. It's just crazy. For years and years, whenever Dave Gettleman started. I'll finish the sentence. When Gettleman started, he promised the fans that I will work on the O-line. Well, guess what? You haven't. You have not did good on your promise. And I'm tired of losing, man. I really am. This is the 70s all over again. I'm tired of it. But, I will still buy their shit. I will still go to the games when I want to. And I will still always, always love our team. But they need to stay.
Yes, you will, for at least
again.
Six more games, Lady Blue. You sure will.
Oh, my. Six. They got it. They got to play with more passion. And I really don't want to be in the basement now that I had to watch the Redskins win. So I really don't want to be in the basement.
Oh, no, that's correct. But the Eagles provided my salvation today. Yes, they did.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm going to shut up about that. So that's feeling pretty – and we have to play them twice, by the way, including a spoiler game at the end of the year in the snow. So you better stay right
but
there.
I love you. I love my Bleed Blue family, and I will always love my Giants.
That's right. And you're going to love staying right there, because we'll have to hear from you again. Don't go nowhere. Thank you, Lady Blue. 929-477-4171. That was Lady Blue. Next caller. I think this is the definition himself.
Oh, hey,
it's
hey. So listen, Chris.
Jason's on the line, everyone.
Chris, I need 6 minutes because I'm with Carl Martinez right next to me walking out. So. I'm going to just speak for a few minutes, and I'm going to get the phone to Carl. So, listen, it was a pretty interesting game. I think it was, continued abysmal play calling with the utilization of the best running back in the NFL, Saquon Barkley. I think that the defense, once Valentine was put into the game, Chicago found a new toy to play with. You notice that? Chicago found a new toy to play with.
Yeah, I didn't. Continue, Lynn. Continue.
So the only other issue was is the fact that the the timeout started at about 4.5 minutes, but I don't know if that was based on, man. I don't know if the timeouts were based on necessity or stupidity, but the timeout started busting off at about 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. I was very disappointed. He left points on the board with Aldrich Rojas. I think he left 4 points on the board, you know, between a point after and a 3-point attempt. I thought that was I think that guy will be gone next year as well, too. We did not bring in competition, so he will be with us for about maybe 5 more games, and he will move on. Now, listen, I know I'm allowed 3 minutes, but I'm going to give the phone to Carl right now because I want Carl to chime in. So Carl Martinez on the line, ladies and gentlemen.
I put you two together, so there you go. All right, Carl Martinez, como está?
Well, I tell you what. Oh, we gotta work this about. Hey, we gotta work this. The gate's closed. Okay. So, all right.
Carl, talk to us.
All right. All right. Let's look at this objectively, okay?
Go for it.
In the first three quarters, they were being out 3-1. The fact of the game on its own merit was what, 13-7? Or 16-7, whatever the hell the number was.
I would
was
say
a miracle on its own. 13-7,
yeah.
Miracle on its own. Listen, the kid missed the 2 field goals. The problem with blaming the kicker in this situation is that the kicker has been bad all season. So you cannot be upset when the kicker misses what he's been missing all season. He misses 2 field goals again. As I've been saying for weeks, he is having a market correction over what happened last year. The first year we saw him, he was bad. Last year, he made, I think, like 97% of his kicks. Fine. Great. How bad? This year, he's reversed back to what he was before last year. So he's doing his thing. Hey. Okay, cool. All right. I'll see you guys. Yeah. I'll be there. Okay. So this year.
Hey, man. Your time is running out, Carl, so come on.
Okay, all right. Can I get on this? The coach, again, uses his timeouts with 4 minutes to go. There is no analytical data that supports this decision at all. Why is he doing this? If he can give an explanation, I would love to hear it, because there is zero that exists. That tells me right there, this coach has zero clue what he's doing. That is as bad as it gets. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much, Carl. That was Carl from Chicago, everybody, along with Jason. They shared the first Coke phone call in Bleed Blue history. Appreciate that. I've never really seen that before, and hopefully we never will again. Thank you, gentlemen. But you know what? There is a point there, man. My particular question is going to be, you know, that the Giants established this, what do you want to call it, the inside zone run game, where they called run plays on the first down. They started that too late, man. Under 8 minutes left, man. You know, then they did that up-tempo offensive game plan, you know, had that long touchdown drive. Why Sherman took so long to change it up, I don't know, and that's the only question I want answered by next week or next game. 929-477-4171. We got Dre Graham going to spill his 3 minutes. Do your thing, homie.
Hey, what's good, man?
You.
All right, so can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear, man.
All right. So my thing is, our field goal kicker missed 2 field goals, but he shouldn't even been kicking the field goals anyway, man. Get rid of Sherman, man. The play calling sucks, man. When we was playing Dallas, Dak throws an interception deep in the red zone. Did we score a touchdown? We never score touchdowns in the red zone, man. It shouldn't even been left up to the kicker. So I mean that's just one thing in his own thing right there. So I mean, I'm not even mad at the kicker. It shouldn't even been up to him. The game shouldn't even come down to our special teams. How many times did we have good field position? 3-4 times in the game? Back to back? No touchdowns? Like, what is that, man? And then what's even pissing me off more is, you know, we got an idiot for an owner, man. And I know it's just rumors, but his dumb ass is dumb enough to let it happen. This talk about, oh, if Garrett get let go, then he coming to us. I can see that happening. Because we got a dumb ass owner that like yes men. All Garrett do is clap. He don't talk back to Jerry Jones. Oh, that's a perfect candidate for Mara's ass. And I until we get rid of Mara, man, it's going to be the same thing. Everybody, oh, well, at least we get hot.
Oh, well,
I don't
know,
give a damn about
wait,
no
you're
damn
gonna wait,
pick.
You're gonna wait till the next century, man. The Maras have owned this team for 90-something years. Bro.
I don't give a damn about no draft. As long as we ain't got the coaching staff, then what's the use of getting all these high-profile players?
We don't have the coaching staff.
It's not going to make a difference.
Well, that's true, but that's where Mara has to make that decision. He's not going to do it. He's not even going to call that. He's going to do what they always do with the Giants, man. He's going to let his general manager run everything. He's going to stay out of the way, and then when shit falls, then the press is going to come up to him and ask him questions that he's unprepared for, just like when Coach Tom left. Same shit.
Third and four, we call a play where Jones throws the ball a yard and a half down the field, 2 yards to Shepherd.
Yeah, that's true. They
pissing me off, yo.
Well, listen, man, our season's done. Our season's gone. I don't blame Steve and all of them, man, for having the good time that they're having, even though it's probably chilly out there in the Windy City. I don't blame them at all, man. But the truth of the matter is, just like Bakes, he came on. It was the saddest I ever heard him. You know, it's the frustration is mounted to a fever pitch, and we need to. And you know what? And you're right. You have a point, Dre. You're right, man. Mara needs to be more in the mix than he ever has. He needs to damn near be Jerry Jones, you know, at this point. Because, hey, we are in a sad state of affairs. This is a very bad football team, man. Or at least they're playing bad and have been all year. You know what I mean? So I don't know. That's something to ponder. 929-477-4171. And you're going to hear from this dude right here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in my feelings right now, bro.
Yep. The great Billy Bob is on the line, sir. Go ahead and do your thing, because I know you're heated. Shoot it for your 3 minutes, spiel.
Wow. I'm going to be real with you. I'm not even heated no more, man. We've just been officially eliminated at the playoff. I can't even be in my feelings no more.
Yeah.
This game drank. I'm going to be real with y'all. This game drank so much out of me that I fell asleep on the game. Woke up.
Me too. Okay,
hands.
I can admit that. Thank you.
Huh?
It wasn't just me. Billy Bob
fell
asleep though.
Oh my, bro! I woke up with the ball. We got the ball, and it was third and four. Third and four, bro. I woke up. I heard a touchdown. I heard a test that I would go to take, got it, but I went back to sleep, bro. I even woke up when they put the ball on our, they put the ball, they got us on the 1 yard line. I'm sorry, God. I didn't even say, I woke up out of the pool. I'm sorry. That's how I knew I couldn't even give my head today, dog. I couldn't even give my feelings, dog. I'm sorry. Hey.
Funny shit I heard all day. That's funny. No, I couldn't believe
I fell asleep because I just knew what it was. I was like, bro, why am I even watching this yet? Like, see what Steve said? He didn't even want to go on the game. See, that would let you know that I guess that was a vibe that just went through all our New York Giants fans. Why are we going to the game? Why are we even watching the game if we know the outcome? And I tried my hardest to watch because I wanted to give y'all so many pointers, but it was like I don't even have enough energy to watch the game no more. But I'm going to just say it like this here. I did watch the beginning of it
where Corey Ballantyne was getting burnt. But that just goes to tell y'all, we don't know our personnel. I hate to say it. He was in the slot, so that's why he was playing the slot cornerback. So that's why I felt like he was getting beat like that there. And at the same time, if you see a guy getting beat like that, one, after he was getting beat like that there, you look at the sideline, you be like, Coach, are you going to even help this man out? Two, after he was getting – you can see the man huffing and puffing. That means get him out of the game. He's tired. Even though I know Jabril Peppin was hurt, I'm looking at him like, bro, do we have any common sense to what is happening? The man is getting burned.
No, we don't.
All right, at least have a safety over top of the man or have a linebacker cheat. It was like no help to this man. It was like they said, the announcer was just saying, go right at him. They just like he's just a new quarterback that's being fought to get picked on. Help the man out. As soon as I didn't see that shit help him out, I just said, I'm going to sleep because I already know what kind of game we having. That just let y'all all know what type of game was having. I hate this. No, that just – and then after that, bro, it was like – it was nothing even else to talk about because I know I was going off on Saquon, but then our boy DJ went to letting the ball go again. And when I see a script fumble, I just sort of ask myself, what plays are we running to where there's a point where this man got to hold on to this ball this long, and finally when he winds up and throw it, you like, bro, and he gets sacked. It's like, what kind of routes are we running? Because like I said, we got the type of players that can get open, so I'm looking at it like, y'all decide not to run no slants, no nothing to help this man. It should always be a play where he has a leeway, I mean, like a safety, a bow that where he can just let the ball go. And I ain't talking about throwing the Saquon on a flare. Like, that play so stale. I want to see other than Saquon flare out to the sidelines and he throw it to the sideline. No, have him run like a what they call that, an angle route where he act like he's going out and zip back through the middle. Get him some type of way he can see receivers,
bro,
in his face where he got to.
They made no adjustments at all till too late.
That's zero. Chris, that's where I'm at with it right now. You see what I said? You would you say no adjustment? If you see
no
a quarterback getting burnt like this, if you see a quarterback getting burnt like this, make adjustment. The man need help. This you got him
that's
in
right.
the slot, and I'm be real with y'all. Corey Ballantyne is not a slot corner. He more like he needs to play the outside corner. That's where he at. Because when you playing in the slot corner, a wide receiver have 1,000 routes he can run. So you playing to his
right.
Oh man, I'm done. I'm done, guys.
No. No. You made. Look. Here's the thing. That's Billy Bob's time anyway. But I'm talking to. I'm telling all of y'all. Let me open this up for a second, man. See, look. Here's my problem. Every week, whether it's post or pregame, we are always talking about how bad Baker got burnt. What happened to Bethea this week? How Lil Carter wasn't paying attention this week? Next week, it's DeAndre Baker almost every week normally, but this week is really a big Corey Ballantyne target. That goes to show you that we have coaching problems, not player problems. We have coordinator problems. We have depth problems. We have planning problems. We have film problems. We have study problems. We have practice problems. We have problems. We have problems. I'm not putting all of that on the players. I can't do it. And you can't either if you think about it. I'm coming back to all of y'all. 929-477-4171. Post-game roundtable. Bears 19-14 over us. Kristen's on the line. Hey, what a day. What a day. Go ahead.
Just gotta laugh.
Go ahead, girlfriend.
You just gotta laugh.
Go ahead, girlfriend.
That's all it is. You know, it does. It comes down to play calling. But shout out to everybody on the line tonight, and shout out to everybody in Chi-Town. I hope you guys had a good time. I agree. It's play calling. That's exactly what it is. That stupid flop toss to Barkley.
Oh.
That was play. Bad. That was bad play calling. I didn't know if he was setting up to throw it away, throw it to somebody else. I was confused. Valentine was garbage. Valentine was complete garbage tonight. And our biggest problem is we have become so damn predictable every week. Week in and week out, we're the most predictable team in the NFL. And once you got it, once you got us figured out, oh, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. The first half of the game was decent. I'll give us that. I'll give us that. The defense wasn't even that bad. We were holding our own. Second half, it all went south. Everything went south. To be leaving players wide open, to be giving Trubisky all this damn time. All this time. The interception by Ogletree was great. Good at attacking the ball. He had some really good plays. Other good playmakers were Tomlinson. Lawrence had a few plays. Simonson had a nice catch. Smith had a great catch. Congratulations to him. Rabbit was a little bit better this week. He made some decent plays. Slayton had good.
There was a Julian Love sighting.
Yep. Most definitely, real quick and fast, a little glimmer of hope, and poof, it was gone. And then Golden also. You know, these guys need a lot of rest. You got to understand, you know, these guys need all the rest in the world for whatever reason. I have still have no idea. Let's play the guy for 2 minutes and sit him down. Put him in for 2 minutes and sit him down. You can't get rhythm if you keep sitting guys out. There's no rhythm, absolutely none. And the play calls were absolutely horrendous. But Mayo, can I just say something about Mayo? I just want to thank that man for showing us how to fucking tackle tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Somebody actually had a real good, clean tackle, and that was Mayo. Honest to God, you guys got to go back and look at it. Rosas, I don't know what the hell's going on. What is he up to, 8 now?
One of them was a shaky snap, though. One of them was a shaky snap.
It doesn't matter. You know what? I don't even care. The snap regrouped, and he kicked it fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm not making excuses for this freaking guy anymore. That's it. This is what, 8 in a row?
I noticed.
You were a Pro Bowler? Come on, man. We got to do better. We got to do better. We got to do better. We've just, this season has to go by with Mara raising an eyebrow and saying, okay, something's got to change. He's got to. He's got to. Or we're just going to repeat this for the next 2 years. That's what we're going to do. It's not going to take another 10 years to fix this. It really isn't. It really isn't. It's the coaching that's tearing us up. We've got talent. I've said it week in and week out. We've got talent. We've held our own on some other teams that were decent. This was another winnable game. There's no excuse but play calling. That's it. It was crap. But I bleed blue, and I love you guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Kristen, everybody, right on the Bleed Blue show. And it's funny. It's not like what was that? I think that was after the strip sack that Nick Williams did when Mac nailed Jones from behind. Okay, the Chicago tried a 2-point conversion, and they got it. Taylor Gabriel got it, but it was wiped out by a penalty. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Robinson had. And then they got another penalty because of something. I think it was too many men on the field. And then Pinero missed the extra point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they were trying to give us this game. They were trying to give us this game, and we wouldn't accept it, man. We just wouldn't accept it. We are so ungrateful. Unbelievable. 929-477-4171. We had no tight ends, no Jabril Peppers after a while.
It's the Bermuda Triangle in the red zone. That's it. Bermuda Triangle red zone.
It sucks. Check us out, everybody. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show. My sister's on the line. Doris, come on. Be nice, too. You there? Okay, Doris don't want to speak. She'll be bashful. Unless you got your mute phone on. Okay, well, never mind. Anyway, we're back to the top of the order, Lady Blue. You know what? I tell you, Kristen has, you know, she brings a point up. The same point that Bill, the big old brought up the other week.
Coaching, man. Come on, man. You know this team
Absolutely.
Is coaching, man, that would take this team. And it, yo, they proved it in the last few weeks, man. Coaching. Coaching, man. You change up your scheme. You're playing chess out here, man.
That's what it is.
Our coaching sucks.
Well, we got our coach today. You can point to all the six field goals. What? We got our coach too. So, you know, Matt, now you knew what
I agree.
Doing. I mean,
I agree 100% with Chris and everybody. Our coach is horrendous. Wellington and Ann Mara must be so disgusted, looking down from looking down on us, seeing what John has done to their team. Because I don't even see this son of a bitch with the team. Where is he? They would actually be on the sideline with the team. They would get to know their players personally. They cared about this team. John Mara and Steve Tisch couldn't give a shit about this team. It's a business to them, and they're running it into the ground.
Wow.
So true.
Yeah. Coaching got to go. Betcher, he was shit in Arizona, so why the hell they brought him here, I don't know, and he brought half his Arizona team with him. Shermer, let me tell you. I mean, come on, Chris. We've been around a while.
Yeah.
I mean, Sherman's up there with Hanley, isn't he? He really is.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
He's up there with Hanley. I think McAdoo was a better coach than McAdoo's got us through the playoffs. So, yeah.
You mean Mr. Magoo?
You're right.
Mr. Hanley
situation again.
Yes, it
because
is.
The thing about the Hanley situation, no one wants – See, it's the same thing that's going on. The players did not want to play for this guy. Hanley, because he was abusive and too loud and didn't know what he was talking about, but Shermer's a little different. Shermer, I don't think there's a communication flow at all that goes
down
to
players. No, Shermer's just an idiot.
Yeah,
Shermer's just an idiot and doesn't know how to play call.
Yeah.
Shermer's
so
just a flat-out imbecile and – Yeah,
you know.
I mean, it's rough. Us as fans, I mean, if we can see it, so can, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I
don't either.
We can write all we want. I remember when we used to be able to write to the organization and we used to get letters back. I remember because I literally have letters from Coughlin when I used to write the team. I mean, I literally wrote a letter to Wellington Mara and received a letter back. I mean, but
well, let me
nowadays...
Ask you something. Let me ask everybody something on this line, because this is I have to ask this question. And you're going to look at me like I'm like I have six heads, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What the hell, and I'm starting with you, Lady Blue, what the hell did we see good today? What did we like? What was promising? What did you see and go, you know what, maybe him. Say it again. I didn't hear you there.
Peppers looked good before he got out of the game. Ogletree looked pretty good. What the hell is his name? I'm so bad with names. Who did the last tackle that I just said his name earlier? Damn it. Help me out. Name. Golden.
Okay.
Thank you, Kristen. Golden. Golden looked good.
Oh. Golden. Marcus. Of course. Marcus looks good every
Marcus
week.
Marcus Golden looked good.
Regardless of what shit show
and,
you put on.
Smith, our tight end that no one knew about, catching that touchdown pass, that helped us.
Yes. Smith.
So,
James
like
Smith.
I said, we do, like Kristen says every week, we do, and I've even said it, we have the talent. We just need the upper management and the coaching to show us the way to win.
Right.
I mean, the play calling, who the fuck calls a bullshit 4th and 4 and you throw the ball not past the stick? What the hell? I mean, who's holding like that?
I'm going to let Dre grab after that. Dre, answer that question Lady Blue just posed. Who does stuff like that?
Man. Damn idiot. I don't know, man. All right, it's crazy, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure not some of us that be on this line and some of us in G-Men Nation, but every damn body. And even I know somebody who just had a newborn grandson. Even his newborn grandson could think better than this idiot we got coaching. Can think up more creative plays than man. And it's crazy because it's like if we're at third and eight or third and 10, we don't have no plays to get first downs. It's like we don't have no plays on that play sheet that he be looking at that can get you 10 or more yards. I mean, that's the only explanation I got. I mean, if that's the explanation, I mean, if that's true, then it makes me kind of feel a little bit better because we don't have the plays, but he's still an idiot, and we need to get rid of him because, you know, what play caller don't have plays for third and long? That's your bread and butter right there. Third down, that can make or break a season. If your percentage on third down not getting first downs is bad, you can mess around and not go to the playoffs. It can keep you out of the playoffs, keep you from going to the Super Bowl, keep you from winning the games every season. That one down, that's the most important down of the whole game. You know, you have to set it up for third and short, first and second down. But we can't seem to do that. I mean, it's crazy, man. Mind-boggling. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean,
you know what? I truly thought this team at the beginning of the year, and I still, if you look at it from a coach's perspective, I thought this team had a 10-6 potential. 10-6 potential, not 2-9 or whatever the hell we are right now. 2-8, I really did. But as the season goes on, and everyone has their different take on it, because we're all watching the same thing. Mine is very simple. I think our problem is not on the field. It's upstairs, but we can't be crying about that all the time because what we do is we come together almost like the rehab every week with these two shows, with the pre and the post game, and in the pregame. We try to say, you know, we can air a little bit more of our grievances, but we try to give a positive spin on what we're about to see. In the post game, okay, so we set ourselves up psychologically for this big letdown we're going to have. So then the post game comes, and we all get together like right now. You got Lady Blue, yourself, Billy Bob, Kristen, and Doris and I are all listening to this, and we're going, haven't we been here before? What's going to change? And I'm afraid nothing's going to change, man. And I'm blaming upstairs for that. If you have a product that you are selling and you expect people to buy it, well, look at it because it looks appealing, purchase it because it's worth their time, and enjoy it afterwards, then you got to put on a show. You got to make sure your venue is worth coming to. And somehow the New York Football Giants organization has to realize that, man. We're tired of this. We should, realistically, it would be much better. Right now we're 2-8. You know, if we were at least, I don't know, 4-4 or 5-3 and having some willful notion of a chance to get involved in something better from here, you know, then this would be a little bit more upbeat and we'd be more what's the word I'm trying to find here, more eager to enjoy ourselves, but we keep get let down by coaching, man. I can see if Barkley was a god awful bust from the day he showed up, or I could see Daniel Jones being the same way. I can see and then we have something, and yet we're losing and we have nothing to look forward to. I can see if these things were all happening. But all I see is people not getting coached. That's what I see. When I look at these mistakes and I see if there's something wrong with Rojas, there's something wrong. Besides us noticing it, who on the coaching staff has noticed that? Who has pulled his chain and pulled him aside and said, hey, man, what are we missing? What do we need? Is your confidence shook? Let's talk. Let's figure this out before the next game. Let's figure this out during the bye week. Let's everybody get some extra work in. Like we're going to put in an extra practice. We're going to get to our new city, Chicago, a day early, so that we can get a practice time in, so we can fix whatever ails us. We're not doing that kind of shit. We're just showing up and losing and looking bad doing it. 929-477-4171, Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show. Billy Bob, you up again, sir. Billy Bob? Billy Bob, you don't want to talk to me, do you?
Billy Bob,
Krista, you there?
Again, man.
Hello? Yeah, no,
oh,
no, no,
there,
no,
that's
I'm
what
here.
It is.
Nope. Hey, bro, it's like, we,
I got
you know what you're saying? We look like we all going into that rehab center. We sitting down in the circle. It sounds like insanity.
Yeah.
Like you said, we come there.
Hi, Chris.
Insanity. Hey, and we just keep running the same thing. Hello? Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello?
We're all still here. We're
can you
here.
Hear me?
We're listening to you, man. We're listening
to
you.
Oh, okay.
You. Yep.
And it's like we're doing the same thing as insanity, bro. It's like we want something different. Like you're not wrong for what you're saying. You're not the only person that felt that way coming into this season, feeling like we had a winnable season this year. You put a number on it, but I was feeling like, damn, we got a pot. Because it's always a possibility that everybody starting from zero, we can go to the Super Bowl. Regardless of who the quarterback is, regardless of who's on this team, it looked good enough to say, we can get there. And then all you could turn around and just be like, bro, what are y'all doing in this film room? If I'm on these streets watching this game, what do y'all go inside this film room and discuss? Who's discussing this? To the point, you can even see it, like, Saquon Barkley don't even run the same no more. Regardless if he hurt or not, he doesn't run with that same energy no more. Like, oh, snap, even if it's just a five-yard run, it was an exciting five-yard run. You don't even see that no more.
He came back early because he thought we had a chance.
I'm not saying
he came back early.
You know what? Okay,
and,
exactly.
And since then, it just
sort of
went like, kind of like this. You know?
Hey,
that's what this season sounds like.
I bet right now, I guarantee you want to say, you know what? I just want to go back to the sideline and just chill out for the rest of the season. And you know what? They should get ready to just say, I'm to the point where they should just like Aaron Rodgers, they just need to say, you know what, Saquon?
Yeah.
It's time to shut you down. It's time
hey,
to shut you down.
Hey, talk for another minute, man. Give us a final thought. Give us a final thought, Billy Bob. Give us a
final thought, man. Hey, listen, don't be shocked. I think I can see it coming. We might be having Rivera as a defensive coordinator probably coming on because I think that's his last contract this is last year with Carolina. So I won't be shocked if Dave Gettleman pull him in. That's one of my thinking. And hopefully we can get a
What's
pass
his name?
Rivera. What's his name? Rivera
oh, from Rivera,
Carolina.
Really? I would love
yeah,
that.
For a defensive coordinator, I'm not saying like I said, Daniel Jones might be tied to the hips with Sean, I forgot our head coach name. I'm not, let me say it. Just don't say it no more. We just say it's coaching. No one would even say his name no more. But he might be tied to the hips with that, so you might need a new defensive coordinator to fix that because it's just defense is having problems. And I want to call one more person. For me to say this for y'all, we see Marcus Golston on one side stepping up. That means that's telling you that the deep tackles aren't very good. I got to sort of call out Lorenzo Carter. I'm not trying to figure out. He's not producing what I think he should be producing because he's on the other side. I think his sack number should be well up there with Golston. I don't know if he had that same energy, but that's my thoughts, man. I don't have no more. I'm sorry, guy. I'm out of my feelings right now.
Don't start with that, man.
Billy Bob.
Oh, my God.
You are in your feelings, sir.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Man, I'm in my feelings
Thank
right
you,
now,
Billy
bro.
Bob. Anyway, that's Billy Bob and his final thoughts. Krista, give us your final thought. Then I will go to Doris, who won't get her earphones off, and I think Frank's on the line too. Go ahead, babe.
The best and most spectacular play of this whole game, and there was one, and that was the fake to Saquon. Why?
Yep.
Because everybody was anticipating him on going up the middle with all the traffic, and it was brilliant. It was brilliant. But then after that, they ran him again, thinking, oh, maybe we got him this time. Listen, we don't have a run game, period. Period. Why are you running this man in traffic? Why? Why? And as a running back, you should be rolling out. Can we slide lateral and run to the sideline to get maybe an extra 2 fucking yards, please? I don't get it. But as a Giants fan, we're waiting for the turn. We're waiting for the tables to turn. That's why we watch every week. That's why we're waiting. We're waiting for something to happen. We're waiting for it to just say, oh, this is it. We're winning. Here we go. We found our niche. We don't have it. And we're not going to have it as long as we have these play callers. That's it. That's it. That's our whole problem. I truly believe that.
Okay.
But thank you, guys. Bleed blue. Until next time, let's all keep our heads up, guys, okay? Forget about
that's
the draft. Just forget about that. That's another thing. But forget about the draft.
Yeah, that's another show. That's coming up, man. We're going to have big old shows on that. So you guys hold your draft talk because I need you here for that. Particularly when you see us go around. This time of the year, we start evaluating players as well. So hold on to that thought. All right. Thanks, dear, for your final thoughts. Doris, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I've been on the line. You can't hear me?
I couldn't hear you. We asked for you. We don't even like you no more. Get off the line.
Yeah, well, I heard you. Probably because of the earplugs. But anywho, like I said, it's always been coaching since day one. Coaching. And John Mara, he's complicit with the bull crap also. So he got to take the weight for that too. But anyway, 2021, that's what I'm waiting for because next year ain't going to be no different.
Okay. Leave blue, babe.
Blue.
Frank, you got just in time for your final thought, bro. Frank?
Hey, what are you guys up to? I didn't even watch the game. I just saw the score.
Right now.
I didn't even watch the game. I only saw the score, but I didn't even bother. I went around and did errands today with my wife.
Well, it was 1914. Chicago.
I saw the score. That was it. Yeah, I'm done. I'm not even going to watch for the rest of the year. I'm done with it.
Okay.
So, I'm ready for the draft show. That's probably the next time I'm going to pop on, guys. So, you guys have a good rest of the year, next 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Okay.
And I'll catch you for the draft
show.
Blue, man. All right.
Blue, blue.
Thanks, Frank.
Blue, blue, homie.
Later.
Thanks, Frank. Oh, man. Frank said he's gone. Jerry Graham.
Hey, he lied. He lying. He finna come back on. He gonna see the drive again.
Yeah, he will. Frank. Dre Graham, final thought.
Man, listen. My final thought is that, like you said, it's like and it is. It's like we in rehab on Thursdays, and then you know we pissed off Sundays, right? But
feel like,
man, you think little what I'm about to say, man, it might sound funny, but it's the truth, man. I think Mara needs like therapy, like truly need therapy because the man is insane. Like with like the true definition of insanity. Okay, I hire head coach McAdoo. I hire offensive coordinator. Don't call the plays. Let the head coach do it. That turned into shit. What I do? I hire another head coach, another offensive coordinator. Let the head coach do it. What's the definition of insanity? See what I mean?
Yeah.
Why can't you get it through your head that shit isn't working? I mean, I need to look at the NFL rule books. Do we have to hire an offensive coordinator, or do he do it every time just to try to hide the fact that he has the head coach? I mean, is it a must that we – that we employ an offensive coordinator? Does the offensive coordinator have to be on the team?
Wait, Dre, let me tell you. This is what I know of in the machinations of the game going on. I know that offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators, they have to connect some kind of way. Okay, there has to be some kind of communication flow normally, right? But if your offensive coordinator is also, or your play caller is also your head coach, that can mix shit up a little bit and confuse things. That's why you never see Belichick coaching his coaches. And look what that's done for them. You know,
mm-hmm.
he coaches his coaches. He doesn't call plays on the field. He makes sure these cats are doing their jobs. That's why whenever they leave, whenever they go to another team, whether it be Cromell or shit, McDaniels came back, whatever they do, they're often not ready because that's not what their job prepares them to do. They're cats that are responsible for the head coach's beck and call. And we need something like that, obviously, because this shit is not working. But continue, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like I said, man. It's barren. Our owner is insane. I mean, in his defense, I probably blame it on his wife passing. Completely understandable. Okay, if your wife passing messed you up that bad, step down. Let somebody else take it, man. Because you really, I mean, we're diehard fans, but it's fans out there that's more diehard than us that actually want to commit suicide because of this. See what I'm saying? It's truly, truly, they eat, sleep, you know, drink, everything is Giants. They don't even have a job. Their job is being Giants fans. You know, we diehard. We have personal lives, jobs and everything, career people, but there's fans out there that don't have a career. Their career is the New York Giants. And I mean, I feel sorry for them, cause me, I'm to the point where I just laugh, man. I like Billy Bob said, he can't even be in his feelings no more. That's how you know we've been screwed. He can't even get in his feelings no more. Like he like, hey, it's whatever. Cause he not about to let that bother him. Where he's gonna be on suicide watch? Cause he really be in his feelings, boy. So. But I feel it on that one though, man. It's I mean it's funny, man. You can't you gotta laugh, not to cry, man.
He's not lying about being in my feelings, bro. And then when you keep seeing the same thing, you get to a point where you be like, okay, now this started to be a mockery. Now I think they just trying us, like we don't really care. And if we don't care, now I'm gonna just sit back and laugh it off. But I'm in my feelings for real. I'm in my feelings every Sunday.
Bro.
Like a diehard fan.
Yeah, and I feel you. I know you do, man.
Yeah,
it's
man, I'm in my
you can't do
right
nothing
now,
about
bro.
It, man.
Yeah,
man, I'm in my feelings right now, bro.
That's
anyway.
That's all I got. Our owner is insane as hell. That's my final thought.
Got it. That's
hey, Chris.
Graham, everybody.
Chris.
Lady Blue, this
Chris,
is just the time to close this down. You're just not
well,
to close this
I,
down.
I have a. You know what I think we should all do from on the pregame shows? We should all start the show by saying, hi, my name is, and I'm a New York Giants fan, because this should just be like an AA meeting because we're trying to get through it. Okay?
Man.
So I'm going to start the, you know, we're signing off. You know, no, hi, my name is, and I'm a New York Giants fan.
Damn. And
but,
like she said, her name is Elaine, his name was Dre Graham, and his other name in the Steelers was Billy Bob, and Steve Azul, and Bakes, and Doris, and Frank, and Kristen are other names that were on today's show. You can listen live or archive on to the www.bleedblueshow.com on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of the sets if you want to. And you can check us out with some really great shows, to include the Knicks, the Rangers, and the New York Yankees. As well, who are probably going to win the World Series next year. Yes, you heard it here first. I got to have to get that in. You can check us out on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. As you know, New York football Giants lost again 19-14 to their longtime rivals, their charter members, fellow charter members, the Chicago Bears. And, I hope you guys are having a great time out there, all our wonderful frontliners and stakeholders who are out there just partying it up and drowning their beers in cognac. And look, This is what we're going to be able to do from now on until we start winning, whenever that's going to be. Man. So, but Lady Blue, Dre Graham, Billy Bob, Kristen, my sister Doris, and Frank, Bleed Blue, everybody, Sangre Azul, and check y'all out on Thursday. Well, no, not Thursday.
Bleed
Blue. Y'all have a happy turkey day.
No.
Talk to y'all later. Bleed Blue,
Bleed
y'all.
Bleed Blue.
Can you
Bleed
dig
Blue.
It? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.